Let's cross back to the United States and speak to our correspondent there, Simon Marks, who's got more details of this terrible shooting in Fort Lauderdale. Simon, what's the latest?
Well, all this began within the last hour, Ian, in the baggage claim area of Terminal 2 at Fort Lauderdale Airport. And Fort Lauderdale Airport, of course, is one of two airports that serves the Miami area. Miami International Airport, of course, being the other one. We've seen streams of passengers slowly now being allowed back into the airport building because the incident appears to be over. But according to Broward County Sheriff's Department, there are multiple dead at the scene of this shooting, and the suspect is in custody after the shooting was brought under control. Now, if it did indeed begin in that baggage claim area of the airport, remember that baggage claim is outside the security perimeter. You don't have to go through any magnetometers in order to get into the baggage claim area, as people often go there to gather relatives and friends who are flying into airports across the country. It's not clear what the motive may have been for this attack, nor how it was brought under control. But there is an absolutely massive emergency service response at the airport. All operations, at least temporarily, were halted in the second terminal, although we could still see planes taking off out of Terminal 1 at Fort Lauderdale Airport. The wounded are being ferried to hospital. Some news reports here suggest that the death toll stands at 3 with 9 wounded, but those numbers have not been confirmed by official sources. Officially, multiple dead and the suspect in custody.
Simon, thank you. That's Simon Marks reporting there for us from Washington.